This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Some friends visit me from California. Nice people, but very cocky about their Mexican food. I'm like, hey, want to get some dinner? Sure. Want to get Mexican food? Oh, I can't do that. You don't like Mexican food? I love it, but I'm from California. You're from Mexico? No, I'm from California. You don't know what Mexican food is like. I do. I had it 3 days ago. New York City has about 10,000 amazing chefs. Believe it or not, a handful of them have figured out how to replicate the quesadilla. You know what else we have here? We have Mexican people. And we let them cook at restaurants.
That's comedian Todd Barry, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. Play-Doh! Just came out with Play-Doh for grown-ups. We'll tell you about that. Also, 5 new dating terms thanks to coronavirus. And please don't super glue vampire teeth in your mouth.
Please.
It is Wednesday, the 28th of October of 2020. Can you believe October is almost over?
No, it's crazy.
It's almost the birthday month, Jeff.
Oh, yeah.
Do you guys have big birthday month plans? I know you're big celebrators of birthdays.
I haven't thought about it. My mom asked me yesterday. She's like, what do you want for your birthday?
What did you say?
I was like, I haven't thought about it at all, Ma. Just come down and visit. We'll just
he
have
wants
dinner.
A gift card to Urban Steed.
What is cheese? Yeah.
The cheese place. What about you, Jeff? Do you have any birthday plans?
Not yet, but we might have to maybe go to dinner.
Hey, there's a crazy idea. You nutty
so
guy.
So different from every other Friday.
I know. Let's do something out of the ordinary here. One of the toys from your childhood just grew up and is here to give you a temporary break from reality. It's not the same as going off to a private island a la Kim Kardashian, but this will do. Play-Doh just announced a brand new product line, Play-Doh for grown-ups. It's just like regular Play-Doh, but it comes in adult scents. One is called Overpriced Latte. Another one is Mom Jeans. Dad Sneakers. Spa Day, Lord of the Lawn, and Grill King.
And for those who have sensitivities to gluten, you should know that there is gluten in Play-Doh.
Oh, yeah. Because it is
crazy.
Dough.
Mm-hmm.
The people at Hasbro say the smells I just listed are meant to be things that make adults happy.
Mom jeans.
Mom jeans, dad sneakers, Lord of the Lawn,
they
Grill
done
King.
Yoga pants, not yeah. Mom jeans or leggings. Either
well,
one.
That may be to come. If you're interested, the Play-Doh is already on sale, and the 6-pack of scents is just $12. But it is starting to sell out, so buy yours fast.
That'd be a good white elephant gift. Speaking of gifts, you know, like if you do that elephant exchange, that might be a fun one to have.
Meanwhile, modern dating has so many ridiculous nuances that it requires its own vocabulary. I mean, there was a time when none of us had heard of ghosting or catfishing or swiping. Well, now the pandemic has led to a whole new list of terms to describe unique dating situations, and these are ones that have come up on Second Date Update once or twice. Let's see, there's COVID-worthy.
Yeah,
which is a quality potential match. A quality a potential match should have before you consider risking an in-person date. Yeah, he's COVID-worthy. Worthy. Sexual distancing. Sexually distancing.
What does that mean?
When you heroically pause your sex life so as not to spread coronavirus.
Oh.
Heroically?
Yes, you're saving the world.
Well, some of us. Virtual date, we've heard that. Date held on Zoom or FaceTime. You've heard of Netflix and chill? Well, now there's quarantine and chill. Quarantine and chill, when you hunker down with a romantic prospect, partly out of boredom, partly out of horniness.
At least that's honest.
That is pretty honest.
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group, schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has
an art. Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Antibody boy, antibody girl. A person who brags about having antibodies on a dating app, hoping it will lead to more matches.
What is the latest on the antibodies? Something I haven't heard anything about that lately in the news.
I have nothing on the antibodies.
Yeah.
I haven't heard. The last thing I read about it was when Mike Dardis from Channel 5 posted about it and said that
he recently had coronavirus.
He did. He tested positive for coronavirus, but he also had previously been tested for the antibodies, and he did have the antibodies. So he was someone that
had the antibodies and then still got it.
So he suspected that both he and Cherie had it like early on in the season, like February or March or something like that.
That's what they talked about. They said they were sick and they just kind of like, you know, not brushed it off, but just were like, oh, we were sick.
Didn't realize.
Correct. At the time, it wasn't really like a thing. And then they both got tested for the antibodies, and she was tested for the antibodies and tested positive. He tested for the antibodies and tested positive, but then he got it again. So he was saying in his Instagram post that I read that maybe he didn't have like as strong of antibodies that Cherie have. Maybe she got it worse than he did those lines.
Here's the latest from a study yesterday. They say doctors don't know yet if antibodies equal immunity. It may not matter because the number of people with antibodies has dropped significantly, almost 30% in a 3-month period.
Like they come and then go away.
Indicating that any immunity could be temporary.
Hmm.
All right.
So that's as of yesterday, Monday, that study came out.
All right. Meanwhile, another news that didn't make the news. This is one of those things we can't believe we have to say, but you guys are making me say them. Do not super glue vampire teeth in your mouth for Halloween.
Survival of the fittest.
Natural selection.
Yeah, there is a TikTok trend right now where people are doing that, and it's a terrible idea because not only could you poison yourself, but the potential damage to your teeth is really serious. Dentists say you could wind up destroying your enamel, damaging your gum tissue, or even losing your teeth because you do this. But yeah.
So have some sense.
Have some sense. But it's all over TikTok, I guess. Mm. There's also an artist in Dallas named Steven Novak who put up such realistic looking Halloween decorations that people keep calling the cops. Like, we're talking bloody bodies, blood spatter, and more. And, I mean, it looks really authentic. Almost too real. Steven says people have called the cops several times already, and he's been home for two of those police visits. Fortunately for him, the cops have had a sense of humor about it. They've been okay with his decorations
so
far. But There's got to be a point where they get annoyed and fatigued and having to run out there.
Well, at this point, when they get the call, they should be able to tell the person, hey, we've been out there 7 times.
Yeah.
I promise you there are no dead bodies on the premises. It's just Halloween decorations.
Unless there's a new one that we
didn't. Yeah. How many dead bodies do you see, sir?
Yeah, right. That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Also this morning, your grandparents might be a little more tech savvy than they were a year ago. You probably won't catch them playing Fortnite, but because of coronavirus, they've had to adjust technologically like a lot of other people. So they went to 2,000 Americans. They talked to 2,000 Americans who were all over the age of 65. And they asked these folks to name tech stuff they did for the first time this year. Most common answers on the board, using Zoom was number one. A third of seniors have learned to work Zoom since the pandemic hit. Video chatting with their doctor, 1 out of 4 have done it.
Wow, it's pretty good.
Using a smartphone or a tablet for the first time.
Wow.
Smaller percentage, about 15% or 1 in 7. But it's progress. And attending a family event over live stream. 1 in 10 have done that this year over the age of 65. A third of seniors who've added a new tech skill this year also say it's made them feel more independent.
So once my parents get here, which one of you wants to come over and teach them how to use tech? Since, you know, it ain't going to be me.
Teach them how to use what?
Tech.
Which tech you want them to learn?
Everything. All of it.
Tim would be happy to help.
Tim would be.
Maybe my Scotty could do it for you. He came over and hooked up your camera. Maybe
he did.
Maybe he could help your parents out a little bit.
Help them get all.
I'm kind of a believer when it comes to tech. If you can't grasp what the hell is happening, it's time to not have all the bells and whistles. So if you can't figure out a cable box and a sound bar and a TV, it's time for just the TV.
Yeah.
Just eliminate the issues. One
after another after another.
Yeah.
Just
what do they need
simple.
Help with the most? Is it the phone or the television?
I'm still waiting for my mother to send me a really good picture of the kittens, and I have yet to get one. I mean, just a picture.
Oh, so we're talking like.
We're talking just
basic
stuff.
You know why? Because it's multiplying. She's not sending you a photo because there's now 16.
Oh, boy.
Not 4.
I can help Bonnie with her phone. I'll get her there.
She's going to get an iPad, too.
Oh, ooh. I have both of those devices.
Cincinnati's Q102, Jeff and Jen. It's 8:30, mostly cloudy today. High is 61. Rain moving in tomorrow. Thanks. You can blame Hurricane Zeta.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Yeah. But, you know, dry for now. High 61, 49 at Q102. So I guess there's a few things going on in The Bachelorette. I guess last week on The Bachelorette, some of the guys participated in a game of strip dodgeball.
Mm-hmm.
And last night, Yosef pulled Claire aside to tell her that he was ashamed to be associated with her for that.
Yeah, he said it was immature.
Yeah, even though he didn't participate.
I was absolutely appalled at the group date. There's naked guys playing dodgeball together. It's so humiliating and degrading, and I don't see how that really translates into finding a husband. I feel like a lot of these guys, they're appeasing you. I was so appalled. A completely classless display. Mm-hmm. I expected a lot more from the oldest bachelorette that's ever been.
I wonder how much say-so she had in it.
I would have expected more from you, being the oldest bachelorette that's ever been. Which one? Now, is Yosef the one? Is Yosef the guy that she thinks is the one that she was talking to or communicating with, or is that another guy?
No.
So yesterday, we went and met the new nephew, Watson.
You have a new nephew.
Got a new nephew. So he's
precious.
A little chunker. So we went to say hi and introduce ourselves. Let him know that I'll always be honest with him.
There you go.
and whether he likes it or not. And then the Bachelorette was on. And so Katie, Watson's mom, was like kind of filling us in on everything. And she was saying, well, you know, it all came out that she had been in communication or had met this other guy, Dale, prior to the show starting. And then when the show started, She went on and pretended like she had not known him. So when he got out of the limo at the beginning, she said all this stuff. And then,
because it was breaking the rules. They weren't supposed to communicate prior to meeting.
Yeah. Okay. So then there's all these moments, even in the 45 minutes that I saw while we were there, he said and she said all of these obvious lies.
Mm-hmm.
If they had already known each other, then why would you phrase it that way? Like you pretending you this is your first interaction.
And are they doing this all on the, are they trying to pull one over on the producers, or are all of the producers in on
it? Well, I don't believe anything. So
right. It's true.
You know, you got to amp up the show to get people to talk about it like us. So
they're aware of it now.
Probably all part of it. But I don't know. He didn't seem that genuine to me. And she seems like someone I would never want to be in a room with. So maybe they're made for each other. But yeah. It was fun or not fun. It made me feel bad for the other guys who, you know, they're all there to get famous, whatever. But if you follow the rule, you know, if you're following what
you
the
play
shows,
the game like you're supposed
if you're
to play
really
the game.
There to find love and blah, 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 mm-hmm. They're getting one pulled over on them. And she was like saying, I want to have a date night with everybody. And then she canceled it. And she's like, I think we're going to have a day thing tomorrow so we can meet everybody. She canceled it. She's like, let's have a happy hour so I can mingle and get to meet everybody. She's in the room with her feet in the air with Dale, you know?
Gotcha.
Like, I was like, okay.
All right. So is next week the week that she's out and they bring anyone in?
We left before it was over, but you could tell when we left that all the guys were starting to be like, all right, what's up with this? This ain't, something's up.
Something's weird.
Something's up.
We've watched this show enough to know. Now, did you see the strip dodgeball at all?
That was last week, I think.
Oh, okay.
So I saw the promo for it, but I didn't actually. Common denominator there, honey.
I see.
Wow, you are not a Claire fan at all.
I watched 45 minutes to an hour of that, and I left there going, she's evil.
Oh, wow.
No, I didn't watch last week, so maybe I didn't see all the fake parading crap at the beginning, but...
Interesting.
She didn't seem like someone I'd want to spend time with.
So are you going to watch next week?
Maybe.
Why would she continue to go on the show if she felt like she already knew she met her guy?
She wants to be famous.
She's probably contracted, and they probably, you know, what else are they going to do? They got a show to produce that they got to get on the air. Wow.
Well, needless to say, he did not get a rose.
No, he didn't.
And then there was another guy that she's like, I really like you. Let's have a special dinner together. And so he's waiting for dinner. She never showed up. And then the host walks out and's like, yeah, she just wants you to leave. And like the assistant brings over his packed bag and he gets in the car and leaves. I'm like, okay.
Wow. That's interesting.
She could have just told him instead of being in the room with Dale getting all frisky.
I wonder if it's coming to its natural end, or if it just needs like a major reworking, because I mean, they would never, well, hell, they might. Could you imagine them doing strip dodgeball with women?
Oh,
it would never happen.
No.
It would never happen. So why is it happening with
the men?
My friend Steph, who is she's all up into the Bachelorette. She's in leagues where they place money and bets and score points like fantasy football, but for like Bachelorette.
Yeah.
She said they pretty much confirmed the new woman will start next week. They showed it at the end, the replacement person. So
cool. So I wonder if all the original men that Claire sent home get to come back. I hope so.
They should fire Chris Harrison and hire what's
Tyra
her name?
Banks.
Tyra Banks, yeah.
Oh no.
Tyra Banks would be better on that show probably than Dancing with the Stars.
She probably would.
Yeah, because
it would suit her better.
She could be kind of a drama-y if she wanted to be. Like, why did you do that, Claire? Tell us what's going on.
Don't you think?
Dale.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Amazon is saying that tens of millions of people streamed Borat 2 over the weekend, although they wouldn't give exact numbers.
Tens of millions. I didn't watch it. Did you guys watch it?
Tens of millions. I haven't seen it yet. No. Speaking of the movie, there's a scene where Borat's daughter, Tutar, visits a sugar baby for advice on how to snag a rich older man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the woman's name is Macy Chanel, and it turns out she's actually an actress.
That is fake.
Well, she knew she was in a movie, but she had no idea it was Borat 2 until later on when a reporter called her to talk about it. She says she knew the actress playing Tutar was in character, but her instructions were to just go with it and improvise. She said the staff was great, and not only did I have a troublesome time not laughing, but they did too. One last note. I guess the woman who was hired to babysit Tutar says she feels betrayed by the film, which is sad because she comes across as an awesome lady and pretty much like the moral center of the whole movie.
Hey, guys, keep on the lookout for Borat. He comes to stuff like this and makes everybody look stupid.
Yeah, you never know. You never know with this guy.
So true.
Yeah. So, yeah, Amazon's saying that movie's doing really well. And I know Kim Kardashian's getting a lot of heat, too. You know, this is a woman who people dislike her for a variety of reasons. She's lived a life of luxury, seems a bit detached, very self-involved. Even before she became famous for making a sex tape, she's lived a pretty cush life. And it shouldn't surprise you if she sounds a little out of touch. Yet she still courts outrage. Yesterday, Kim tweeted about how COVID-19 has impacted her birthday celebration.
In a probably very different way than it's impacted ours.
Yeah. She said, I'm 40. First of all, that blew me away. I don't know why, but in my head, I just kind of had her at like late 20s. Or
perpetually.
Yeah, I really did. She said, I'm 40 and feeling so humbled and blessed. There is not a single day that I take for granted, especially during these times. Kim Kardashian went on to say, before COVID, I don't think any of us truly appreciated what a simple luxury it was to be able to travel and be together with family and friends in a safe environment. After 2 weeks of multiple health screens and quarantining, I surprised my closest inner circle with a trip to a private island where we could pretend things were normal just for a brief moment in time.
Her closest inner circle of about 50 people, it looked like, from her Instagram. But, you know, it is what it is.
Is there room for more? I'd like to be in that.
I mean, it is a private island, so I wonder how big it is.
She said, we danced, rode bikes, swam near whales, kayaked.
It was beautiful.
Watched a movie on the beach.
Her pictures are gorgeous.
She says, I realize that for most people, this is something that is so far out of reach right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, right now.
Yeah. Ever in my
Probably.
Entire life.
For a bit.
Swimming with whales. This is an ordinary Tuesday activity.
So, God. In moments like these, I am humbly reminded of how privileged my life is. Hashtag, this is 40.
I mean, she really can't win because that is
no,
kind of,
she can't win. Of I course, mean, she
it's
can't
her,
win.
It's you know, that's her job to share her life, and yes. even though it's very different than the way most people live,
it is what she does. It's her life. It's her experience. What are you going to do?
But it's why people are interested in her because she lives such a different life than yeah. the rest of us. So.
And while it comes off tone deaf to a lot of people. You know, at least she's not oblivious, completely oblivious to how ridiculous that all sounds for most Americans.
She said that, though. We were talking a little bit or way earlier today about how she is on the My Next Guest Needs No Introduction with David Letterman on Netflix. She's like the first episode out of the three. And I know the three of us has watched it and Jeff hasn't. But she talked a little bit about that kind of thing during the interview. Like she said, you know, I know I grew up being very blessed. I lived in Beverly Hills in a mansion with my parents.
Right.
You know, we had famous friends.
Yeah. What do you want me to do? Yeah. Shoot me. I'm rich and famous. What can I tell you?
I know. You want her to apologize
what?
For it?
And I'll tell you, I'm not a huge Kardashian person, but that was an interesting interview. The Netflix thing. I held my attention.
And I thought Dave was really sweet with her. There was something about the way that Dave handled her that I think softened her.
He was kind and respectful to her.
I felt like, I don't know, but like watching the show, she talks about how like watching the David Letterman special, she talks about how like she's not an actress and that they have to show their real lives on the show, the Kardashian show. And sometimes I felt like her answers on the David Letterman thing were a little like canned and not rehearsed, but somewhat like she knew that
we had a plan.
Yes, she knew the plan. She didn't want to come across as this, oh my God, like how Jeff was, you know, impersonating her. Yeah. She didn't want to come across like that.
Let's see some of the online backlash here from people who read her tweets about how humbled she is on her private island. One person said, this year has humbled most of us too, especially the 8 million of us that slipped into poverty during COVID. Glad your birthday was fun though. Others said, I can't even hug my mom, but I'm glad you got to go to your private island to do whatever you wanted. And quote, I'm really happy for you. My dad died and we couldn't have a funeral. So there's a ton of tweets like that.
Yeah.
This person had a good idea. Quote, maybe a nice thing to do tonight would be to go through the GoFundMe page where many desperate Americans are asking for a few hundred dollars for rent or car repairs and maybe send them enough to help them out. Another person overlooked the humble brag and complimented Kim on what she was wearing in the pictures. Quote, I like the dress. I'm going to make myself a little sexed up dress for Christmas or New Year's. I like to sex it up for New Year's and show a bit of skin, even if I'm freezing. Happy birthday.
She talked about how much money, too, that she, I mean, she didn't say exactly how much money she said because she felt like talking about how much money she makes is just kind of like tacky. But he was talking to her about her extensions. She had this really long, beautiful braid. David Letterman asked her, like, how much does something like that cost? And she didn't want to say. And he was like, $100,000, $200,000. And she keeps going like this with her thumb, like up. And she goes, actually, I don't know. I just made an Instagram post about it. And now I get free hair forever.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So that just goes to show you, like, A, the power of her following. To post
what
anything.
Does she have? 184 million.
She has 136 million and followers.
By the way, she confirmed my thoughts. Remember when we were talking about when the show ended? Mm-hmm. And I said, hey, they don't need the money from that show.
They don't. And
she said, hey, I get more from one Instagram post than I do for that whole season.
Yeah. Right.
But the show drives her relevance, which is why they choose to do it, I guess.
Yeah. Well, not anymore. Yeah. It's over.
She gone.
But she makes like...
She'll be fine.
Yeah, she can make $2 million in one Instagram post.
Well, and now that she's got her Spanx-like stuff.
Skims.
Yes.
All right. Well, happy for her. glad somebody's thriving.
Hey, just because you got a ton of money doesn't mean you don't have problems.
Correct. All right.
Look who she's married to.
Exactly.
Girl got her hands full.
Yeah, I didn't like that Kanye was in the audience and Dave didn't really talk about him with her. I wish he would have like gone there a little more.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.